welcome to the Time Matters Method. Welcome to the podcast where I'm going to teach you how to save time so that you can do more of what matters even as a busy working mom. You at work all day and yet you want to have more time for your faith, your fitness, and your family, then you are in the right place. Hi, I'm Felicia, and I'm going to give you back your time on today, Mama, because we are going to go through time savers, and I am going to teach you just how to do things way more effectively and efficiently, and how to prioritize and plan. So when you look up at the end of the day on Sunday, you have done everything that matters in your life, and you are refreshed and ready for Monday. It's time to have more time. Let's begin the Time Matters Method. Welcome again to another episode of the Time Matters Method. Today, I want to talk about five ways on how to overcome self-care limiting beliefs. I know a lot of times we may think, you know, we only have 24 hours in a day. And yes, we are definitely challenged with our time. And, you know, we think and say, you know, so many limiting beliefs that are restricting us in some way from moving forward when it comes to us participating and implementing self-care and wellness in our life as busy career working moms and wives. So I want to talk about this on today, how to overcome these limiting beliefs in self-care. I know that I struggled with some of these limiting beliefs, and I struggled with these limiting beliefs for a long time, and I couldn't really, it was kind of hard for me to break free from them because of the way that I thought. And the way that I thought it was right. And I thought that it was being a good mom by thinking this way. But it caused a lot of stress in my life because I put my self-care on the back burner, which was not good. I neglected my self-care, and it caused a lot of overwhelm, and it caused a lot of burnout. But I had to get to the point that I had to overcome these limiting beliefs, and I had to change my mindset so that I could be set free from these limiting beliefs. So grab a chair, grab your favorite cup of coffee, and let's just get right to it. Let's dive right in. So I want to give you a definition of limiting beliefs, and it is a state of mind or belief about yourself that restricts you in some way. It hinders you in some way from moving forward and doing what you need to do in a certain area. And when you do that, it brings forth negative results. And as I talk about limiting beliefs today, I feel like a lot of times it is a matter of changing our thought pattern, because I personally had to change my thought pattern. And a lot of times I think that when we operate in these limiting beliefs, I think sometimes we feel like that we are not worthy to take out time for ourselves. But it is a necessity for us to take out time to render self-care and to take care of our well-being. God desires for us to prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So he's concerned about the whole woman, the complete woman. So he wants us to be well. He wants us to be well. And also, when we think about the virtuous woman, she was one that did strengthen her arms. So she, with all that she had to do, she still took out time for her self-care. So self-care and self-wellness is not selfish, but I'm going to tell you what it is. It is absolutely necessary. It is absolutely necessary. So on this journey, many of us are challenged with prioritizing our self-care, you know, and struggles with being overwhelmed with so many different tasks and responsibilities that we have to take care of. So yes, prioritizing ourselves, it is a challenge to do it. And it's a struggle overcoming these limiting beliefs. It's a struggle overcoming these limiting beliefs. And on today, I just want to provide insight. I want to provide strategies and some encouragement to help you to thrive in both your work, your career, and your personal life so that you can be fulfilled and flourishing in both. I know I feel like a lot of times, you know, when we operating and flowing in these limiting beliefs, I think we just get so adjusted to them and so used to them until we don't really know that we're flowing and we're operating in these limiting beliefs. But I'm here to share with you today that we need to transform our mind. We need to transform our mind. And when we transform our mind, it's when our speech will change as well. And things will begin to change, Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So we have to change the way that we think. And if we would change the way that we think, then we would change what we say. So it's time to be transformed, and it's time to practice the power of self-care, and it is time to break free from some of these common beliefs. And I want to share five common limiting beliefs that we as working moms have either operated in or we're currently operating in when it comes to our self-care. And one of our major, major challenges when it comes to self-care is it's time. We only have that 24 hours in a day to work with. But I have an amazing tool. It is a flourishing self-care planner. And in that planner, you can write out your 6 most important lists, your tasks and responsibilities for the day. You can write out your self-care plans. And with you writing out your self-care plans, it makes you more focused on them. It makes you more intentional with them. And it helps you to prioritize them. So in this Flourishing Self-Care Planner, it is an amazing partner. You can organize your day, organize your life each and every week so that you can create more balance and harmony in your life. And you can grab your copy of this Flourishing Self-Care Planner. You can grab it on Amazon.com, of course. And you can also grab it on my website, which is FeliciaBarr.com. And I will definitely put the link in the show notes. But let's continue. Let me share 5 common limiting beliefs working moms may have when it comes to self-care. Number 1, I don't have enough time. Many of us as working moms, we're overwhelmed with our responsibilities, and we just believe that we just don't have enough time for any self-care. Let me stop right there for a moment. Self-care does not have to be luxurious. It does not have to be big and fancy and expensive. Self-care can be you fixing a healthy protein shake before you go to work. Self-care can mean you take out 30 minutes or 15 minutes a day to enjoy one of your favorite cups of coffee and just sit in quietness. So it's many things that you can do for self-care that's not lavish and expensive. It all depends on what is it that you need to refill your cup. What do you need to refill your cup? And all of us know what we need to keep our cups full and flowing. Number 2, self-care is selfish. It is not selfish. Self-care is selfish. We think that it is. That is our mindset. We think that self-care is selfish. That is a limiting belief. And some of us as working moms, we feel so guilty. We feel guilty even by thinking about we want to take time for ourselves and believing that we should prioritize our family or work over our own needs. Number three, another limiting belief. I'm not worth it. This limiting belief involves feeling unworthy of our self-care or prioritizing one's well-being, perhaps due to no self-esteem or a lack of self-value. But let me share with you what God says about us as mothers and wives. In Proverbs 31, he says that we are valued far above rubies. The word says, God says that we are valued far above rubies. So we are worth it and we are valuable. We are worth it and we are valuable. Number five, I need to put others first. Many of us feel compelled to prioritize our children or our husbands or even work over our own needs. And a lot of times we often neglect our own well-being in the process. We neglect our own well-being in the process. So those are the limiting beliefs that we operate in, that we flow in. And a lot of times I don't think we really give a lot of thought to this is what we are operating in and this is what we are flowing in. So those are just some of the common limiting beliefs. Okay. Now, ladies, we are overcomers, right? Let's talk about here are five ways to overcome those limiting beliefs. Here are five ways to overcome these limiting beliefs. And the first one is, let's refrain from, I don't have enough time to, I prioritize what's important. Recognizing that self-care is essential for your overall well-being and our productivity, and schedule self-care activities just like we schedule anything else, doctor's appointments, anything else that we have to time block, anything else that we have to schedule, to schedule our self-care. And I wanted to go back and I wanted to read Proverbs 31 about the virtuous wife. Proverbs 31 and 10, it says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Her worth is far above rubies. So remember that your worth is far above rubies. So refrain from, I don't have enough time to, I prioritize what's important. Number two, shift self-care is selfish to self-care is necessary for my health and my happiness. Do you believe that? That your self-care is necessary for your health and your happiness? Understand that taking care of yourself, it enables us to be more present, more effective, and in our roles and being a mother, a wife, and even an employee. Number three, replace I'm not worth it, which is what I just shared in Proverbs 31. Replace I'm not worth it with I deserve to prioritize myself. Remind yourself that your well-being is just as important as anyone else's. And I don't know why we a lot of times are challenged with this, some of us, but let's treat ourselves with the same kindness, the same love, the same compassion that we extend to our loved ones and others. And extend to yourself grace. Extend to yourself grace. Number four. Challenge. I should be able to handle it all. Well, it's okay to ask for help. Don't take too long to overcome this limiting belief. Acknowledge that it's unrealistic to expect yourself to do everything alone. And just begin to delegate the tasks that you can. Ask for help. Ask for support. Ask for help from your husband, your family, your friends. And I recognized that it was a sign of weakness, but at that point of time, I didn't know any better then. I didn't know the truth. So I'm coming today to tell you to recognize that it's not a sign of weakness, but really, moms, it is a sign of strength because you know your limitations. So seek and ask for help. Ask for assistance. And number five, counter. I need to put others first. Well, it enables me to better care for others. When we put others, when we put ourselves, when we prioritize ourselves, we can better take care of others. Understand, we get to understand that by prioritizing our own well-being, we are better equipped to support and care for those around us. So taking care of yourself is not selfish. It is essential for maintaining a balance, a life with more harmony and peace, a life with more harmony and peace. So I just pray that through you implementing these transformative steps on today that I have shared, that it will help you to begin to break free. Begin to break free from these limiting beliefs and embrace self-care as a non-negotiable aspect of your life. And as you begin to navigate through your demanding schedules every day and the multiple tasks and responsibilities that you have, just always remember that your well-being matters. And prioritizing self-care is not a luxury, but a necessity. So, thank you so very much for joining me on another episode of the Time Matters Method. I hope you love today's episode and that you have been blessed. I hope it blessed you in some way. And if so, will you share this episode with someone that you think, that you feel may be blessed by it? And if you would do me a really big favor and go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review and subscribe. Leave me a review and subscribe because it will really help me to get this podcast out. Once again, thank you so very much for joining me for another episode of the Time Matters Method, and I hope to connect with you on the next episode. And remember to be blessed and be balanced.